WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7, 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police officers responded to a collision at Highway 30 and FM 158 around 1:15 yesterday. According to the report, a Chevy car traveling westbound on FM 158 failed to yield right of way, turning left onto Harvey Road, striking a city garbage truck traveling eastbound on Boonville. The garbage truck veered off the roadway, striking the light pole on the northeast corner of the intersection, which knocked out the signal light. Both drivers were transported to local hospitals and are considered to have non-life-threatening injuries. Shortly after midnight Tuesday, College Station police responded to the area of Cherry Street in College, Maine for an attempted robbery. Three women say they were approached by a man who displayed an electronic device that they believed to be a taser. The suspect demanded their wallets, but they ran and did not give him any property. The victims described the suspect as white or Hispanic with an unshaven face and a mustache. He was wearing a gray t-shirt and baggy jeans. For the first time since 2001, Brazos County Commissioners will be considering changes in its subdivision regulations. County Engineer Alan Munger says it reflects the changes in the type of residential construction outside of city limits the past 15 years.
Brazos County may participate in the maintenance of a rural, but we say this in the guidelines that they will have to find another entity to maintain an urban type. So most of urban subdivision guidelines, we are mirroring what the cities are requiring in the city.
The proposal calls for 5 different types of roadways, 3 in urban locations and 2 in rural areas, but does not specifically require concrete pavement. The draft also calls for creating fire protection requirements and requiring cluster mailboxes in future subdivisions located outside city limits in Brazos County. Online at WTAW.com, you can read and download a 3-page summary and the 108-page draft that Munger says will be considered by county commissioners after the July 4th holiday. Eager local developers in a healthy economy have contributed to the progress at the north end of downtown Bryan. Director of Strategic Projects Lindsay Gindy on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the Ice House is moving quickly.
Most of the interior is already complete. Ronan Cooking announced that they'll be opening up a restaurant there, so
great.
I couldn't talk about Downtown North without mentioning the Ice House.
Gindy says the first residential development to break ground will be a 4-phase project they're calling 500 Bryan North, followed by the Jordan Center, which will bring more than 140 residential units to downtown. Last week, there was a background hearing on a new piece of legislation addressing issues surrounding the mandates of renewable fuel. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, one of the representatives to introduce the legislation, on WTAW's Infomaniacs says it limits the renewable fuel standard mandate to levels that our nation's small engines can safely handle. He says the issue started in 2005 when Congress started to mandate ethanol production and have it blended into our gasoline supply. He says the gasoline supply is flattened out, but the ethanol amount keeps increasing.
You're having this displacement of regular gasoline because of these higher ethanol blends, and that has been hard on the nation's engine supply, or the engine infrastructure, if you will.
Flores says experts have looked at the environmental impact of corn ethanol and found it to be worse for the environment than regular gasoline. He says the proposed bill will fix the issue and come up with a market-based solution. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 72 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime online, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford. Just a conversation away.
Looking for an optometrist with vision? Urban Optics is the Brazos Valley's new choice for the ultimate in complete eye care. Dr. Matthew Green's Optical Center offers the latest in eye technology to keep your eyes in optimal health and provides a customer experience like you've never seen before. Urban Optics accepts most major vision insurance providers. Visit Urban Optics in South College Station on Highway 6 next to Celebrity Spa and Salon, or call 690-0888 to schedule your appointment. Urban Optics, optometry with real vision.
It's 710, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. About 94 or so for a high temperature today. Slight chance of showers this afternoon. 76 will be our low. Should replicate those numbers tomorrow. And then Friday, maybe up to 96 or 97 as we move on through the weekend. Low temperatures each night will be in the 70s. And currently, got a little bit of humidity out there, kind of rising up out of the ground, I guess, because of all the heat, that the rain that we got yesterday. And we've got 72 degrees.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers game was rained out last night but rescheduled for tonight. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers win streak is up to 4 as they beat the Yankees. The Houston Astros beat the Los Angeles Angels, and Baylor's still having problems. Got all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Boy, pretty spectacular train crash up in Panhandle. Two BNSF freight trains collided head-on yesterday morning outside the city of Panhandle. I don't even know where that is.
There's a city? Oh, okay.
I didn't know that, yeah. Anyway, took, it's 350 miles. See, this is a national story. 350 miles northwest of Dallas.
Okay.
Anybody's going to know where that is.
Yep.
Where it is, actually, is about 25 miles northeast of Amarillo.
Okay.
And it is called Panhandle. But again, just kind of a wide spot in the road. Yeah. Three crew members unaccounted for in the crash, but I mean spectacular fire, as you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a picture. It's
like that.
It's horrific.
Yeah, it really was. And so anyhow, they'll get all that sorted out. All right. So we have the Marine Corps. You know, yesterday we talked about, is the Army going to allow soldiers to roll up their sleeves when they're in places like Fort Hood, because it's pretty dang hot. Now the story from the Marines, they plan to rename 19 of their military occupation titles to make them more gender neutral.
That's nice.
Yeah, 33 titles will be reviewed. Terms such as rifleman and mortarman won't be changed, strangely enough. According to the source who told the Marine Corps Times, the names like rifleman are steeped in Marine history and ethos. And that's from that standpoint, that's a good thing to do. Because you'd get a little dust up, I'm sure, from some people. The new names, basic infantry marine, light armor vehicle marine, reconnaissance marine. So what they're going to do is, rather than genderize them at all, is genderize a word? I don't know.
It is.
That's
now.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just going to be called basic field artillery marine.
Marine.
Just
yeah.
Marine.
What were they before?
Well, they were probably
like fieldmen.
Yeah, exactly.
Taking
the word man out of those jobs.
Right.
So, but now are we going to do person hole cover? Remember we talked about that before.
Yeah.
So you can't do that. You're not going to. So,
all right.
Are there,
I think women in the Marines are probably okay with that.
I think that's really true. They've got kind of more serious things on their mind than,
because you know, when I went to Syracuse, they used to be the Orange Men,
right?
And then it was changed to just the Orange.
Okay, all right.
To be politically correct.
Sure. Okay.
And.
And you're going,
I'm shaking my head.
Right, you're going, weren't there more important things that needed to be done?
Yeah. I mean, our mascot is an orange. It's a piece of fruit named Otto. I'm really not worried about being called an orangeman.
Well, I forget what the school is. There's one school that's the Flying Dutchman from up in that part of the world. And I think they had talked about that. I mean, what do you call their female athletic teams the Lady Dutchman or the Dutch women?
Right.
I mean, what do you do there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, there are some instances, too. I mean, you know, we're all mankind, you know,
sure,
what I mean?
Right.
And that doesn't necessarily mean anything about anything derogatory about women, because, I mean, even in women's name,
Women.
Yeah, woman.
We're all mankind.
Sure.
So, you know.
Exactly. All right, so this story seems like it's come out of the Onion, but I'll go ahead and do it anyway. Now, you know about bed bugs, right? Those little parasitic insects that feed on human blood and have ruined the reputation of a hotel or two, obviously. And if you get them in your home, they are expensive to get rid of because you really can't do that yourself. You know, you go to the grocery store, they don't have bed bug spray there.
Right.
I mean, you got to bring professionals in to clean these things out. The story. If you're a victim of bed bugs, here's something to keep in mind. Pest control experts say bed bugs can actually crawl out of your bed, down your bedpost, onto your side table, and into your cell phone while you're sleeping.
What?
Ugh. That's, again, sounds like it's from The Onion. Once in your phone, in your purse, or in your wallet, then obviously they hitch a ride to someplace else.
And they become phone bugs.
So just remember that. Exactly. So I'm saying, again, not sure.
That's gross.
I know. But, I mean, in your phone. By the way, while we're talking about phones, one woman slamming Samsung because she says the company's phones have a default setting that automatically airbrushes selfies. Author and blogger Mel Wells shared two selfies on Instagram. One of her airbrushed face after a Samsung phone automatically applied a beauty level 8 filter. That's what it says here. And then one of her normal face, freckles and all. She wrote, "Wow, Samsung, this means everyone who gets a new Samsung phone and flicks the front camera on this is automatically told, 'Hi, we're Samsung, and we think you look way better when we automatically airbrush your selfies for you.'"
Do you know how many teenage girls went out and bought Samsung phones after they heard about that?
As I'm saying this, I'm saying, okay, we've said Samsung about 5 times in this little story right here. So there you go.
But I'm also just thinking she's, you know, busy thinking she's slamming them.
She does.
While really, she's probably doing some great advertising work for Samsung now.
She says, "Thanks, Samsung Mobile, for the vote of confidence. I think I'll keep my freckles and my imperfections since this is how I look in 3D, and this is how my friends will see me in real life." And so then she put it in.
I mean, I understand what she's getting at, but how many people are like, "Oh, sweet, I don't even have to put a filter on
no
it.
No kidding, I'm going there."
Automatically does it.
I am going there.
Kind of mean of Samsung, though, isn't it?
Well, again, you know what? If it sells more, that's all they care about.
Yeah?
You're ugly. Here's a better way you look.
Looks mean everything. Okay, looks mean everything. Let's transition to Kit Harington from Soap Opera with Swords.
Mm-hmm.
He told W Magazine that he got in a fight with a guy at a McDonald's restaurant because the guy said something not nice about his girlfriend or the girl he was with at that time. So Kit gets in a fight with a guy and gets pummeled.
Oh,
yeah.
The leader of the Night's Watch?
The
king in the north?
The day before he went in to read for Jon Snow. He had a black eye.
Okay, so he hadn't had his training yet.
So this was before he became Jon Snow.
But he says he thinks the black eye helped him get the gig.
Hello.
Hello. You know, I knew that beauty face thing was on my phone, but when I take a selfie, I don't really see any difference.
It's because you're so pretty.
That's it. Absolutely.
Well done.
Yes,
well done.
I agree. Very good. Yeah. Well, that's it. Hers happened to be a filter times 8. Yours might not be automatically a filter times 8. They made you decide.
I'm sure there's a way to turn it off.
It's got to be. There has to be. Speaking of that, the ways to turn things off, Google's at it again. I know. They're already in your life, aren't they?
All over it.
They collect tons of information about you. Pretty much everybody who cares anything about it can probably get it, and now the company is looking to make it easier to control that data so that it isn't necessarily shared with people. According to Wired, you'll soon see a prompt on Google services that, should you allow it to opt in, that will allow Google to use more information from your account across the services like search, YouTube, and more to provide better ads for you across the web.
Just what we need.
Because you want to do that. But there is help out there. And Google is going to change some of the options so that you can opt out. Fox News has more.
Google is providing better access to the information it collects about you and your online activities. The company is unveiling a new data storage tool which will enable those who use Google's search engine and other services to block certain ads from appearing on every device they log into.
Yes.
Google is also introducing a My Activity feature that will enable users to delete records of their online search requests. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
So go read up on this now, because what they're going to do is they're going to pop that little screen up, and you know what U.S. Americans do? They just opt into stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. How many times have you clicked that you agree to the terms, you know, the agree to the terms of usage?
Yeah, just to get rid of it.
And you don't want to read it. So know that that's out there. Know they're going to make that information more available across more platforms. It's already annoying enough to go look up something I forget what I was looking. I was looking for some bug killer. I mean, an herbicide. And okay, for the next 3 days, I've got these side job. You know, these side panels that pop up, these little banner ads that are talking about. Okay, these are some of the herbicides that you could buy. Okay, I'm done, all right? I made that decision.
What's even creepier is apparently, and I was worried for a while that it was because my phone was listening to me whenever it wasn't on.
All
but
right.
Turns out this happens whenever you're on any network that anybody else has been on that has searched anything.
Uh-huh.
You start getting banner ads for stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, like, for instance, at the time, my girlfriend and I were having a conversation about acne cream or something like that.
Okay.
Didn't search for it.
Yep.
I guess maybe one of us did at some point, but didn't do it.
You didn't do it.
And I all of a sudden start seeing acne cream stuff and ads for it. I'm like,
see?
It's listening.
It's right. Well,
it's listening to me.
It very well could. You thought it was all right to have Netflix, didn't you? Yeah, you found out that's not true. All right, here you go. Here's our fashion trend for today. You ready?
Yeah.
Trendy sunglasses. Round ones are in.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So,
like Beatles style?
I guess so. But the thing, though, is you need to remember that the shape of your face needs to be taken into account before you do this.
Right,
probably need to be a little bit more angular in your face rather than, you know, if you're a little bit chubby or heart-shaped faces or smaller faces, then obviously the big round glasses won't work.
And
so
you've
well.
Got to make sure they're blue.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Will, I wonder if Samsung will adjust your glasses, too, so that it looks better for you. Hello.
Yeah, have you ever noticed that the way that Google and other companies justify this is by saying they're providing you a richer, more full experience?
Don't you agree? Don't you agree completely? Don't you feel more fulfilled when you know that they've got all your information?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of what I'm thinking, too.
Fulfilled. Yeah, that's the term.
All right, here we go. No winner in last night's drawing for the Mega Millions. $415 million on Friday night. That'll make it the third largest in Mega Millions history. I know, after the cash, though, you only get 200. The cash version's only 286, but...
That's it?
Yeah, so, sorry. And no winner Saturday night's drawing for the Powerball, so that means tonight's drawing that they're doing, $222 million.
Whew.
Yeah, $151 million cash. You have to buy a ticket, though, if you want to win.
Mm-hmm.
Let you know. Oh, we were talking yesterday about Top Gear and whether or not that was going to work. Well, it's been canceled. It has been canceled. So we're talking about how Matt LeBlanc was in that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, okay.
And he was not happy with it, so...
It's been
out.
A long 2 days. We talked about what?
Yeah. It has. You're working double shift, right?
Bill's back today.
Oh, is he okay?
I think so.
Right.
I hope so.
Okay.
Get yourself a nap.
Because you know everything that's going on in the community. There's
no doubt.
Yes, I do. Yeah, okay. Well, that's all right. See, then when you get back to your normal work day, you'll go, this is easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, by the way, we were talking about the soap opera Swords a little while ago.
Uh-huh.
Pretty nice ratings on the finale.
Oh, I bet.
TV Line reports a high of 8.9 million viewers saw a half dozen characters die on the show, and that's just on HBO.
Yeah, doesn't even count HBO Now, I bet, or
exactly,
HBO Go.
Exactly. Over all networks and streaming platforms, the series reportedly averaged 23.3 million viewers.
Wow.
I mean, let that sink in. In this day and time when you've got such a fractured TV market,
mm-hmm.
that's a pretty amazing number.
Yeah.
Especially when you go in there, and I think so many of the characters look alike anyway. Don't they?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, and then,
it's kind of hard to follow unless you watch every single week.
And then there's a lady in charge now. Is that right? Can we say that?
You know, it's a little bit of a spoiler, but maybe.
We won't say that. Hello?
I don't want to be that guy, but the Top Gear that was canceled was the one on the History Channel, Top Gear USA.
Oh.
BBC's still going.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, thank you. All right. All right, a correction there then. All right, I'm sorry.
I don't want to be that guy.
That's okay.
But thank you.
Guy.
No,
like
we
that
appreciate
guy.
That.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
Just, we are as smart as our listeners. That's what makes us really, really smart. So,
yep.
No, if we give you wrong information, you need to correct us. Thank you. 724.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that, too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great, too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Boudreaux's asking, what you doing for lunch today? Come to Cajun's Bayou Grill.
I'm a Cajun man.
Cajun's, get you some.
I'm from South Louisiana.
Boudreaux's. Boudreaux's new restaurant, Cajun's Bayou Grill. Make good Cajun food from scratch. Gumbo, etouffee, po' boys, shrimps, catfish, and a lot more. Plus lunch specials, too. Cajun's Bayou Grill. It's in South College Station, in the community of Wellburn, just minutes from the congestion. One block north of Hullabaloo Diner. Google that. Cajun'sBayouGrill.com.
If you're like most, when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2016-2017 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 6th.
Just point, click, permit, tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2016-2017 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Aransas Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. High today, probably about 94. So we do have a chance of some showers again this afternoon, only about 20%. And again, it'll be in the afternoon. 76 will be our low temperature tonight. About the same thing coming up on Thursday. Friday, a little bit warmer, maybe 96 or so. Same thing for Saturday. Sunday, maybe looking at that and more. And probably looking at the same thing for Independence Day. About 97 degrees for a high temperature, and lows will be in the upper 70s. Right now, the winds are out of the northwest at 3, and we've got 72 degrees.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdell Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses. Roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdell Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdell creates one-of-a-kind, fresh and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hey folks, a new Silicon Valley startup could change the way your pizza is made and may change the food industry forever. Zoom Pizza, Z-U-M-E, has gotten rid of a key business component that all their competitors use, humans. When a pie is ordered, the pizza goes down a conveyor line and robots add the ingredients. And more innovations are coming. Soon the pizza will actually be made inside the delivery vans on the way to the customer's address. Each van's equipped with robots, 56 remote-controlled ovens. They await approval from the Santa Clara County Department of Environmental Health. Alex Garden, a co-founder of the startup, comes from a background in video games. And he says that the company's goal is to become the Amazon of food. It could be extremely profitable, he says, if they can bring their innovations to others in the food service industry. Now, if this works out, he's right. One big reason, the robot workforce doesn't complain. You don't have to worry about them showing up late or needing family time off to take the dog to the vet. Robots don't take maternity leave because they don't get pregnant. They're not confused about their gender, nor do they demand special rights to express who they are that day. And they're not going to demand $15 an hour to make pizza or anything else. A whole lot of companies would want a slice of that business model.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt.
That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvi's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvi's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now, froyofranchising.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Two people were sent to the hospital after a collision at the intersection of FM 158 and Highway 30 yesterday. Just after 1 p.m., Bryan police report a City of Bryan garbage truck was traveling east on Boonville when it was struck by a Chevy four-door car that failed to yield the right-of-way while turning left on Harvey Road. The garbage truck veered into a light pole on the northeast corner of the intersection, knocking out the signal light. Drivers of both vehicles are believed to have non-life-threatening injuries. College Station police are investigating two robbery cases, which both happened around midnight Tuesday. During a traffic stop at the intersection of Victoria and Graham, the officer asked for and received consent to search the vehicle after noticing a backpack on the floorboard. According to the report, several IDs and credit cards were found, which did not belong to either of the two occupants. The driver, 19-year-old Ronald Sweet of College Station, was arrested after admitting to entering another car and stealing a purse. Around the same time, a man attempted to rob three women in the area of College Main and Cherry Street. According to the report, the suspect displayed what the victims thought to be a taser and demanded their wallets. The women ran away and did not give him any property. The suspect, wearing a gray t-shirt and baggy jeans, was described as Hispanic or white with a mustache and unshaven face. There's a lot going on at the north end of downtown Bryan. Director of Strategic Projects Lindsay Gindy on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the first development you'll see out of the ground is what they're calling 500 Bryan North.
It's a four-phase development off of Bryan and Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And the first two phases are going to be mostly residential.
Gindy says phases three and four will include bottom floor commercial and retail spaces, but the main goal is to get people living there. Another development, the Jordan Center, will bring more than 140 residential units to downtown.
And then hopefully we'll see some of those other items that you're talking about. Most exciting would be a grocery store, some type of neighborhood market.
Gindy says the upturn of the economy and excited local developers helped get downtown North going. Brazos County Commissioners will be scheduling a public hearing to take comments on the first changes to regulating new residential subdivisions since 2001. County Engineer Alan Munger says the proposal takes into account future highway needs around the Twin Cities.
Developments need to be planned with that in mind, where there's not houses sitting on top of where we think there may need to be a loop in 2050.
If approved, the county would separate urban from rural subdivisions and have five different types of roadway standards. But Munger says the draft does not require concrete pavement, something that is being deliberated in College Station.
We're not going to dictate to the development community what type of material they're using, but we will have design guidelines for concrete streets or asphalt.
The draft also gives county commissioners the option of participating in the infrastructure costs of future developments and establishing a fee schedule to pay for county reviews and inspections. Online at WTAW.com, you can read and download the 108-page draft and a 3-page summary. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan recently helped introduce a piece of legislation to fight the renewable fuel standard. Flores on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says in 2007, Congress developed a schedule of higher ethanol volumes to be blended into gasoline.
But they ignored a key economic principle, and that is what's the actual total gasoline supply demand going to be 10 years out. And so now we're in this situation where gasoline demand has gone it has flattened out. It actually gone down in some instances, but the ethanol amounts keep going up.
Flores says gasoline consisting of more than 10% ethanol can be detrimental to small engines in cars, boats, and even lawnmowers. He says the use of corn for ethanol has also spiked food prices.
And then lastly, not only the EPA, but several experts have looked at the environmental impact of corn ethanol and found it to be worse for the environment than regular gasoline. And so, you know, it's a classic congressional screw-up.
The first background hearing on Flores's bill took place last week. The cost of registering your car or truck is going up, and county officials are not happy.
The DMV has agreed to a new fee structure for the annual registrations, taking effect in 2017. County tax assessors argue the new plan will cut into their revenue, but the state agency says the new fee structure will actually help counties cut costs in the long run. The new plan means people registering in person will see the fee go up by almost $4, while those registering online will pay 25 cents less. If you choose to renew at a grocery store or by mail, the fee will go up by about $2. Mitch Carr, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 72 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Aguilan Carpet One is your one store for your perfect floor. This is what our customers are saying.
I'm Barbara Holly. Aguilan Carpet One offers the most beautiful tile available. I was able to choose an Italian tile that is very exclusive. It looks like tumbled marble, but it doesn't have the maintenance issue. So I love my tile. It's so fabulous.
Come see us today at Aguilan Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Good morning. It's 7:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Well, got a 20% chance of some showers maybe hanging on this afternoon if we have any at all. High temperature will be about 94, low tonight around 76. Same thing coming up for Thursday, Friday, a little bit warmer, up to 96 or so. Same thing for Saturday and Sunday, and on Independence Day, we'll have 97 for our high. Low temperatures each night will be in the middle to upper 70s. Right now, winds out of the northwest at 3, and we've got 72 degrees.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers game rescheduled for tonight. The Texas Rangers beat the New York Yankees, and the Houston Astros take down the Los Angeles Angels. All of the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So way back a long time ago when I was a little kid, there was a show called Whirly Birds, okay, which is like an adventure show, and these guys doing these wonderful, perilous things from a helicopter, right?
Okay.
I mean, how spectacular is that? Because helicopters,
Whirly Birds,
yeah, are pretty cool looking. I mean,
yeah,
the things that they can do and all that kind of stuff. And so, obviously, they've become really an important part of police departments in big cities and what they do. And so, I don't know if you heard about what happened in Houston yesterday.
Yep.
Chase ended with a Houston police helicopter crew member taking down a burglary suspect in North Houston right after he was run over by a police vehicle. Police received a burglary call in the 900 block of Melwood, like we know where that is. But anyway, what happened was the suspect ran into a field between Cavalcade and Hardy, so up in the northern part, and an HPD SUV is chasing him, but they can't catch him, and he runs into a field. Well, the helicopter hovers over the field, And then, well, here's what the officer said.
Myself and Officer Surpass pilot, we had decided, talked it over, that if he went that field, he'd probably have a good chance of getting away.
So the pilot flew low to the ground. Borg City jumped out, chased the guy, knocked him over so he could be handcuffed moments
later. So there you cool. go. I mean, not only people get upset if you're shooting hogs from helicopters, right? You know, we've had that problem in Texas. But jumping out of the helicopter, and they say that he only jumped about 2 or 3 feet.
Still. Yeah,
but that's
still,
okay.
It's a moving helicopter.
Got him and stood up and said, boom!
And I believe KPRC has got the video on their website. But
sweet.
Yeah, if you want to be able to see that, that's, you know, wrangling folks.
Yeah.
So there. So yes, you're right. Bill's back. You said that he was, and he is. So I have that story for him and for you, Chelsea.
Okay.
It's good news for Gilmore Girl fans.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Lauren Graham
uh-huh.
says Netflix will make all 7 seasons of the series available to subscribers as of July 1st.
Oh, are they not already?
Apparently not.
I own all the DVDs, oh, so well, I don't need to watch.
No, it doesn't matter. Okay, so you won't be binge-watching starting on Friday.
Okay. Oh, right. But still, that's awesome.
It's
maybe
there.
Okay, maybe a few of the seasons had been available, because I knew they were on Netflix, but now all 7.
The whole idea is to get you ready for Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life,
yes.
which will air in 4 parts. Starting sometime later this year.
Oh, sometime later this
yes.
year.
But in the meantime, there are plenty of time to binge watch all 153 episodes.
Oh, they're so good.
Now.
And the unique thing, which some people don't know, is the original director and producer, Amy Sherman-Palladino, she did the first 6 seasons, and then actually something happened and maybe some disagreement on how it should end.
Oh.
Didn't do the 7th season, which you didn't really notice a huge change, but they did bring her back to do the revival.
Good play.
Yep.
Good play. But I want you to understand.
Okay.
Netflix is a very, very, very dangerous thing. I'm just saying.
You might find yourself binging on 2 episodes
Mr. Downs. That's right. No, actually, Vladimir Budinsky, known for public statements that often veer toward the hyper-patriotic, has asserted in an interview that was published on June 22nd that Netflix is part of a U.S. government mind control project.
And planes are flying over with chemtrails.
Exactly. He said, and what you thought, quote, and what you thought these gigantic startups emerged by themselves? No. One schoolboy sat down and thought of this bit? No, not at all. He says, this is a project where the United States government understands perfectly well that this is an art form that is most important. He says, they understand that with the help of Netflix, quoting again, with the help of Netflix, how to enter every home, to creep into every television, and through that very television into the heads of every person on Earth.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
Oh, God!
Yeah.
We're going to die! Don't you understand? We're all going to die.
But that's
and
okay.
Netflix is going to kill us all.
That's right. We will have binged on House of Cards, and it won't matter anymore.
Right, exactly.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'm going to get on my iPhone right now. I'm going to delete Netflix.
Yeah.
And that'll save me.
Sure, you'll be just fine. By the way, we'll do a story on this, I think, a little later. Today is the anniversary of the first iPhone going on sale.
Wow.
2007.
Yep. Yeah.
2007.
Wow.
So I don't know. I waited
for like $800.
Yeah, they probably were. They were probably pretty expensive.
They were so expensive.
Now, get this. Cars.com has now come out with their annual American Made Index, AMI. Released it yesterday. It rates how American vehicles are that are built and bought in the United States based on these factors. At least 75% domestic parts, okay, or DPC, that's the percentage of vehicle parts that are considered to be domestic, meaning actually built in the United States or Canada, okay, within those two countries. Also, they took into account the final vehicle assembly point and overall sales. So based on those criteria, the top AMI or American-made index car is the Toyota Camry.
Really?
The Toyota Camry. Got two plants, Georgetown, Kentucky, Lafayette, Indiana. Number two is the Honda Accord.
Okay.
Number three is the Toyota Sienna. Number four is the Honda Odyssey. Number five is the Honda Pilot. Finally, at number six, the Chevrolet Traverse, which is made in Lansing, Michigan, along with the GMC Acadia at number seven and the Buick Enclave at number eight.
I'm sure all of those are fine cars, but not my choice, I wouldn't think.
The most American-made car is the Toyota Camry, the Honda Accord, the Toyota Sienna, the Honda Odyssey, and the Honda Pilot. Just letting you know. Oh, my goodness, how times have changed.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so you've got that story this morning. It's going to start costing a little bit more to get your car registered, especially if you go in person.
If you go in person, yeah, that's what they, the deal, which starts in 2017, it said that if you're going in person, it's actually going to be about $4 more expensive. But if you register online, it'll be about 25 cents cheaper. So obviously they're trying to get people out of the office and people to do it online.
And we got this nice new beautiful building. I know.
It's very nice too. It's almost worth the extra $2.
But see here, yeah, but
four.
See,
four.
Yeah, extra $4. Sorry. But yeah, there's an extra $2 if you go to grocery store.
If you go to a grocery store.
That's right, yeah.
But here's the deal, and you know that I had occasion to have to be there. It's been a couple of months ago, but I had to be out there a couple of times. And, you know, it's an efficient system. It moves fine, but it's crowded.
Right.
It is crowded. And there is some work that obviously has to be done in the office. You have to go into the office to do that. So you do, but you know that you're going to have to wait sometimes. And if you don't have the luxury of choosing some off time, if you will, then you're in for a wait. And if you take that and then if you multiply it times really, really populous counties, the wait time probably is fairly considerable.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you can do it online, which is normally what I do when I can.
When you can, yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. But, you know, for my money, there's no reason to make it less expensive online. There's no reason to do that.
Well, the cool thing about the new place that we have here is, like, even when it's crowded, you know, like you said, the system's nice and efficient, and they have these chairs that you can sit in.
Yeah, they're comfortable.
And
right.
You got a drive-through lane.
Yeah. You can even stay in your car.
Yeah, they could. You could do that. So here it's really about as painless as it could be.
Right. I'm sure in other places, though, is going to make people very happy.
Yeah. Well, again, I think they got us, though. The state should be charging a whole lot more for registration simply because they're going to need the money somewhere, somehow, and everybody's got a vehicle, or a lot of everybody's have vehicles, and I see that as a real revenue generator for it. The other is gasoline sales tax. We'll talk about that, if not this hour, next hour, because some states are really going to try to go up on their gasoline tax. Mm. Now's the time to do that. It's 7:47.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles and reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Divorce is devastating. And not only does the relationship between a husband and a wife die, but the children may never grow up with a clear example of how to build a strong and thriving relationship. One breakup can create a cycle of divorce that repeats from one generation to the next. But according to research, there is a helpful solution: marriage mentoring. 82% of newly married couples say that they would love to receive advice and encouragement from a mentor couple who could help them build a stronger marriage. Studies also show that couples who have marriage mentors have happier and healthier relationships and are more likely to stay married. But marriage mentoring isn't only helpful to those who come from broken families. Every relationship faces bumps along the way and can benefit from the wisdom and experience of a couple who's weathered storms and remain committed. If you're a newlywed interested in finding a more experienced couple to mentor you and your spouse, consider nurturing an existing friendship with a couple you admire. Mentoring relationships are more likely to succeed when they grow naturally out of established connections, where a foundation of trust already exists. Also, consider inviting an older couple to your home for dinner and discussing the possibilities of them being your marriage mentors. It could be the start of a great friendship. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It's 7:51. The Brazos Valley Bombers game versus the Texas Marshals was rained out last night, but has been rescheduled as the first game of a doubleheader tonight. First pitch for the first game will be at 6:15 p.m., and you can catch it all on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Major League Baseball,
the pitch, Beltre, a swing and a high drive to right field that chases Beltran back. He's still going. He's at the wall. That ball is history. An opposite field home run for Adrian Beltre to make it 2-0 Texas.
Cole Hamels breezed through 7 shutout innings to win his 4th consecutive start. Adrian Beltre homered and drove in 3 runs, and the rolling Texas Rangers beat the New York Yankees 7-1 last night, one night after Texas rallied to win at 2:44 a.m. following a 3.5-hour rain delay in the 9th inning. The Rangers again played with plenty of spunk and energy. They've won 4 in a row and 12 of 14, improving the American League's top record to 51-27 with their 8th straight victory away from home. Yankee slugger Carlos Beltran left in the 1st with a tight right hamstring. Manager Joe Girardi said he had an MRI that was, quote, clean and is day-to-day. Game 3 of the series with the Yankees in New York is today at 6:05 p.m. In Anaheim,
2-0, and Correa cranks it deep to left field. Going back is Nava at the wall, looking off. See you later! A 3-run home run for Carlos Correa, and the Astros take a 3-0 lead in the first inning.
Carlos Correa hit a 3-run homer in the first inning, and the Houston Astros beat Tim Lincecum and the Los Angeles Angels 7-1 last night for their 9th win in 10 games. Correa went 3-for-4 and matched his career high with 4 RBIs as Houston easily improved to 34-20 since May 1st. The Astros also beat the Angels for the 7th straight time, their longest winning streak in the rivals' history. Lincecum couldn't get through the 5th inning in his 3rd start for the Angels, yielding 7 hits, 4 walks, and 5 runs. It was his 2nd straight bumpy outing after a promising debut. Scott Feldman yielded 3 hits and 5 innings to win his first start since April 24th for the Astros. The Astros look to wrap up the series against the Angels with a sweep today in Anaheim at 2:35 p.m. In Waco, 3 more women have joined a federal lawsuit against Baylor University, accusing the school of doing nothing to help them after they reported being sexually assaulted on or near campus. The former Baylor students are identified only as Jane Doe. On Tuesday, they joined a lawsuit filed by 3 other women on June 15th. They claim sexual assaults dating from 2005 to 2014. The Southern Baptist School has come under intense criticism for mishandling allegations of sexual assault over several years, including cases involving football players. President and Chancellor Ken Starr was demoted and head football coach Art Briles was fired. The Houston Texans have signed receiver Will Fuller, who was the 21st overall pick in this year's draft. Fuller had 62 receptions and 14 touchdowns last season for Notre Dame, and it was his 2nd straight 1,000-yard receiving season. The San Antonio Spurs' Tim Duncan is still weighing his playing future, but a person with knowledge of the situation says Duncan has exercised his contract option for next season. Duncan has exercised the option for $5.6 million, but the move doesn't necessarily mean he'll return to the team next season. Meanwhile, LeBron James, who was the Finals MVP, is not going to exercise his player option with the Cleveland Cavaliers for the 2016-17 season, according to his agent Rich Paul. As of July 1st, James will become a free agent for the third straight summer. He was set up to earn $24 million next season, and even though he's opted out, James can re-sign with the Cavaliers and said last week he has no intentions of leaving Cleveland again. And the Olympics will go on without the world's number one ranked golfer. Jason Day says he's yet another person who's not going to the Olympics because of the Zika virus. And now here's KO.
Thank you, Brad. Time now for the deal of the day from our friends at Team Ford of Navasota. If you notice, I changed things up a little bit because they actually sold the Chevy and Dodge dealership. So now it is just Team Ford of Navasota. You can find a 2015 Ford Mustang GT. Our deal of the day, just $33,272. Plus, they've got all kinds of bonus and incentives set up for you with the summer sales event. $750 bonus cash for active military and veterans. $500 bonus cash back for college students and recent graduates. Another $500 cash for all first responders. That's cops, firefighters, and EMTs and their families. They're also building a new Ford store right next to the old one. You can find out more there by going to teamofnavasota.com. They really do have a lot of 2015-year models that are on the lot still, and they need to get rid of them as soon as they can. So go find out online and make the short trip down to Navasota and get yourself a new ride. And that's going to do it for sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
District 2 BFD Curtain Fireworks Show and Fundraiser is Monday, July 4th at the Curtain Community Center. Gates open at 3 p.m. with barbecue plates, silent auction, kids games, gun raffles, five-alarm raffles, live music from Burton Tyler, and more. Admission and parking are free, but carpooling is recommended. The fireworks show starts about 30 minutes after sunset, and raffle proceeds go towards the purchase of a much-needed wildfire truck. Need not be present to win, so pre-purchase raffle tickets online now at district2vfd.org. That's district, the number 2, VFD.org.
It's all new, all true family fun that will inspire you. Expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's family fun lineup includes PBS favorite Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live, a mesmerizing experience for the entire family, The Aluminum Show, Straight from the North Pole, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, and experience Jurassic Proportions with Earth's Dinosaur Zoo Live. Sponsored by Shenandoah Veterinary Clinic and Opus Encore. Get your family's tickets now at mscopus.org.
It's summertime, and I'll bet you'd like to spend more time goofing off and less time mowing your grass. Hi, this is David from Kyrus Truck Center. We have great deals on zero-turn riding mowers to help cut your mowing time in half. Make quick work of your yard with Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet mowers for zero money down and 0% interest. Remember, we can make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Come see us today at Kyrus Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan. Give us a call at 979-778-7481.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance, Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you go, a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, you ever had the opportunity to buy a refurbished thing at a discount? Maybe you decided to skip it and buy a new one because you were worried that refurbished might mean that you were buying something that was defective and had to be fixed. But that's not always true. Surprisingly, only 5% of electronics are defective. 5%, according to a survey by technology consulting firm Accenture. So,
and I own all of them. Sure, I'm not the only one that feels that way.
Right. 90% of my electronics are defective.
It's busted. Anyway, some refurbished laptops and other products have never been touched by the person who purchased them. They were returned because the clerk nicked the box during shipping, or maybe the buyer just didn't want that color, whatever it is. When there is a true defect, retailers like Best Buy send the item to an authorized repair center or manufacturer for inspection, repair, and repackaging, and the discounts on those refurbished can be up to 50%. Probably best to stick with names you know. The Amazons, the Apples, the Best Buys, buying refurbished type stuff. Newegg, that's a company that does a good job of that, too. So that's, anyhow, for example, Apple offers the 14-day return policy for both new and refurbished products, but printer manufacturer Epson sells refurbished as is. If you don't like what you got, too bad. But just be, you know, kind of aware of that.
Always look at the fine print.